around the nation and around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. It's a good morning here in the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, folks. We're getting a little bit of a drizzle, a little bit of rain, which we always enjoy. Our wonderful pine trees and fruit trees and other plant life just love the rain, and so we're happy for it. We're in a very mild area up here of the Great Rocky Mountains. Most people think of it as frigid and below zero most places, and of course, indeed it is in many places in the Great Rocky Mountains, but we're absolutely blessed to be here in the Clearwater Valley of the Rocky Mountains, and that's a very mild area, so we don't have many below 0 days a year. If we have one or two, it's surprising in this area. Usually we, like last night, we had about 35 degrees to 32 degrees, and this is coming into our winter months, but very mild here, and we're pleased with that. I'm reporting to you once again today, folks, from our two police and military associations up here in the Great Rocky Mountains of Woodland, Idaho, Idaho County, Idaho, and wanted to say some things to you. We have our dear brother, I call him the Congressional Commando, Ernie from Virginia, on the line. And I'm going to take just a minute here before we bring him up, a few minutes before we bring him up, just express a few things to you here. I want to say on behalf, we haven't done this in a long time, on behalf of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues and Police and Military Against the New World Order, we want to thank a Republic Broadcasting Network and John and Sandra for having our show on. We haven't done that for a while, but that doesn't mean we don't thank them from the bottom of our hearts here, because it helps us reach our brothers and sisters in the military and in law enforcement tremendously. And, of course, we reach other people, too, in the private sector. But our work for 28 years, just about here at the end of this year, will be 28 years, has been to reach out and touch the hearts and minds of our police and soldiers and express to them the need for them to get under their constitutional oath that they took and stay there, that they took to the American people, not to the system, not to the government. They took that before God, that oath to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and right now our enemies are all domestic. We don't have, I can't think of very few, China being one, foreign enemies out there, but China's sworn to destroy America, and they still swear that today. But our domestic enemies are our true enemies today. They're the terrorists that touched off 9/11. Planned 9/11 and ran that through for political reasons and for monetary reasons to gain tremendous billions and billions in wealth. And so I just want to tell you that we're so thankful to John and Sandra for having the Officer Jack McLam program on so we can reach our brothers and sisters. I'll be right back after this break with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program on the wonderful RBN radio network here. And like I say, we're so thankful here at our two police and military associations to be on RBN. And we thank God for John and Sandra and for their hard work, their efforts for so many years to awaken the American people. And, of course, that means our police and soldiers out there, too. So praise God for that. And I wanted to say also, because this is once a week we do this broadcast on a Sunday, and I will not be here Thursday with you, so I wanted to say to everybody that I hope and pray you have a wonderful Thanksgiving gathering and a celebration on Thanksgiving. In this nation, we do have a lot to be thankful for, and I thank the Lord every night. Every night in my prayers, I thank the Lord for what we have and also talk about what we're losing with the Lord and how to stop what we're losing, because we're losing our freedoms in America today, but because of the Antichrist, Satanist leadership that we have, we're losing our freedoms. And even in the Congress and the Senate, we're losing our freedoms through these globalist CFR members and Bilderbergers and others, Trilateral Commission members and leftist members and even the neocon Trotskyite rightist members that call themselves right, call themselves conservatives. They're not. The neocon Trotskyites who have taken over the Republican Party are globalists, hardcore globalists. And folks, we're losing our freedoms in this country, but Thanksgiving is coming, and we still, I believe, probably even at this point, now it won't be this much longer if we don't stand up and make a lot of noise about it, but I believe we're still the most free nation on earth, even with what the Bush crime family and the international criminal elite have taken from us in the last few years through the bills that have been passed into law, that we're still the most free nation on earth. We can still broadcast like we're doing today. You can still hand out DVDs and CDs and papers explaining what is going on to inform fellow citizens, as God told us to do, to be watchmen on the wall. And when the enemy approaches, we're supposed to get up and we're supposed to expose the enemy. As Ephesians 5:11 says, we're supposed to expose those that participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, okay? And that's what we're doing right now. And praise God, we still have the ability to do that. It may not be much longer, but I just wanted to say, pray this weekend, or not weekend, but on Thanksgiving Day, folks, Thanksgiving evening, don't forget your prayers. To thank God Almighty who gave us this free nation, and who is helping take it away from us now because we've turned our back on God in this nation, and having him, everything he taught in the Bible has been overthrown in this nation today through our legal system and political system. And we've allowed it to happen. But we still need to thank God for what we have, and thank God for 2 Chronicles 7:14. That tells us how to get it back, how to get everything back that we've lost, is right there in 2 Chronicles 7:14 of the King James Bible. And so thank God for 2 Chronicles 7:14, because he tells us how to get it all back, that we're losing our freedoms and our prosperity and our sovereignty and all. And so have a great Thanksgiving, folks, from our two police and military associations here. We pray that you will, and I won't have time to tell you that. Next Sunday will be too late. So God bless all of you out there. And let's go now to our brother, our Capitol Hill Commando, Ernie from Virginia. Ernie, brother, welcome. And praise God you're there standing up and checking out things for us to let us know, researching and let us know each week what is going on that we need to be concerned about. Welcome, Ernie.
Thank you, Jack. And I wanted to share with your listeners some recent developments this past week. And as you mentioned, happy Thanksgiving this Thursday. And the Congress has adjourned for Thanksgiving and won't be returning until the first week in December. But
right.
We'll have some work to do, especially during that first week when the congressional people get back. We'll need to call them on a number of bills. And I've got five bills that I think we ought to talk about today.
Okay.
And I wanted to bring also up some later, more recent developments with Federal Border Security Agents Ramos and Compion as I go through some of these bills and the linkage to their case.
Okay.
But I'd like to start with the Law of the Sea Treaty. The WorldNet Daily issued an article on Friday, posted an article titled Bush Support for Sea Treaty Affirmed. We haven't heard much lately. I don't see any bill numbers, but what we need is 34 senators to say no to the Law of the Sea Treaty, in which the administration did a reversal, and back at the Bilderberg meeting in Istanbul in late May, early June, they talked about supporting the Bilderberg meeting. The Law of the Sea Treaty, which would give the UN jurisdiction over 70% of the Earth's masses, give the UN jurisdiction over the oceans, land-based pollution sources, and provide the UN with an international taxing authority for the first time. And in the article by WorldNet Daily, Senator Trent Lott, Republican of Mississippi, called it, quote, UN on steroids, and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has concluded it is the, quote, dumbest thing we've ever done. It's like taking our sovereignty and handing it over to some international tribunal. What is wrong with us, Governor Huckabee said. Well, I tell you what is wrong with us, and you mentioned it early in your show. We have too many senators and representatives who are Council on Foreign Relations members, Trilateral Commission members, Bilderberg members, and they are not representing the American people and working class individuals. They have global interest in mind. They are working to help establish a one-world government and undermining our whole constitutional republic.
Yes.
From my vantage point, this is a major, major treaty that must be stopped. We do not agree to giving the International Seabed Authority, which is the bureaucracy in the UN that would administer this treaty. We do not agree to give them the authority to set production controls for ocean mining, drilling, and fishing. And we do not agree to give the UN jurisdiction and authority over our country's right to fish, mine, and take minerals out of the sea. And we certainly don't want to give them jurisdiction over our land-based sources and pollution from land-based sources. They
yes.
could curtail our manufacturing capacity even worse than it has been through these free trade laws, NAFTA, CAFTA, free trade areas of America, and the outsourcing of American jobs. We must say no. And unfortunately, many of our military leaders today are advocates for this treaty.
Yeah.
And I assume their careers are based on being good yes people and supporting what the administration and the one world government globalist type want. But we must say no to this, and I encourage all your listeners to continue to call and say no to this. We have won before, and we can continue winning. We said no to amnesty. We said no to the DREAM Act. And Senator Feinstein recently withdrew her agriculture amendment or ag jobs amendment to the agriculture bill because she knows there's so much opposition to amnesty for illegal aliens in this country.
Yes.
Now, moving
on. The only
from,
way she knows is because we've been hollering about it.
Well, absolutely.
It works. And we get up and holler, brother, it always works for us.
It does.
Yeah.
And we need to stand up for our God-given rights of free speech, private property, and freedom of religion. And we need to stand up for our constitutional republic, and we must participate in our system for it to work. If
yeah.
we do not, then we will lose these freedoms. So if this isn't the... This isn't rebellion or treason. This is part. This is a role that we must play, especially when our Congress today is so dominated by globalist interest. And there is a lack of full disclosure as to who are the CFR members and what their real goals and missions are, mission is. But I'd like to turn to now the latest developments with the Ramos Federal Border Security Agents, Ramos and Compion, and Dr. Jerry Corsi, in an article titled Arrest Prompts Call for Release of Ramos Compion. This was posted on November 16th, and the arrest was made of Oswaldo Alderete Davila on November 15th. And he is the professional drug smuggler who apparently moved drugs into the country, let's say, at least three times we know of before Ramos and Compion were convicted. And he was given immunity by Mr. Sutton, the federal prosecutor.
Yes.
I hear the
music is coming up here. We're going to take a little break, folks, and we'll be right back with our Capitol Hill commando, Ernie from Virginia. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program on the wonderful RBN Radio Broadcasting Network here, and we're going to go right back to Ernie from Virginia. Ernie, pick up where you left off, brother.
Okay. In his article, Dr. Corsi, the article entitled Arrest Prompts Call for Release of Ramos and Campion, he cites two congressmen who are calling for the immediate release of imprisoned border patrol agents Ignacio Ramos and Jose Campion, and they are urging a complete investigation of the prosecutor after the arrest of this professional drug smuggler. And these representatives are Ted Poe of Texas, Republican of Texas, and Dana Rohrabacher, Republican of California, who say that with the arrest of Oswaldo Alderete de Villa, Congress and the Attorney General should launch a full-scale review of U.S. Attorney Johnny Sutton's prosecutor of the border agents. Essentially, this drug smuggler is a rotten habitual drug smuggler, the congressmen say. And essentially, when the case was heard, and you have to look at the dates, but there was drug smuggling activities February, September, and October of 2005, and the case in which the agents were tried and convicted and given 11 and 12-year prison sentences and for violating federal gun laws and covering up the shooting of the smuggler. And it's a long story, but it was primarily an administrative infraction, and there's mitigating reasons why it wasn't reported at the time, and there were other people there, and given the workload, it was an oversight, one could argue, but the agents claimed that the drug smuggler had turned to and attempted to fire on them. They thought he had a pistol in his possession, and as you know, Jack, professional drug smugglers do carry firearms.
Oh, they always do, brother. I've arrested a bunch of them in Phoenix.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you,
so
they carry weapons. They have to carry weapons they have to protect themselves from the other druggies out there that know they're drug runners and will take their stash from them.
Exactly.
So they always carry weapons, not necessarily to shoot the police, but because they're always being pursued by the druggies who they service and that know they're drug runners, and they want to take their stash from them.
Exactly. And in the case, Sutton's office essentially always claimed that the villa was just a mule bringing one load of drugs across the U.S. to get some money to help his sick mother in Mexico, a one-time event. And the other crimes that he committed after he was given immunity, apparently, that was put under seal. The prosecutor had requested of the judge to do it, and the judge complied, and the jury was never given all the facts.
That's right.
And so this is one of the greatest miscarriages of justice I think I've ever seen.
It is, brother. It truly is. I've seen a lot of it over the years, but this is one of the worst cases where they built the case up by bringing in lying testimony of liars and felons and drug runners like this guy.
Right.
And then they also manufactured evidence and supported the felon drug running liar as he's on the witness stand saying he didn't have a gun, and here his relatives had told the investigators that he always carried a gun, and they never told the jury that or never told the defense attorneys that, and they had the jury believing the drug running felon over our good well documented excellent Border Patrol agents, one of them of who had been Border Patrol agent 1 year and was up for Border Patrol agent of the year the next year, and they wouldn't let the jury know that either.
Precisely. And they had outstanding performance records on top of that.
Yes, absolutely.
And one was a Navy veteran. At least I know one was a Navy veteran of many years. And And they not only were they outstanding border security agents, but they were outstanding parents and citizens of this country.
That's right.
And
absolutely.
To see them in solitary confinement just makes me sick.
It makes me sick, too, brother, because that is torture. Solitary confinement is torture. I've seen those cells, and they're very, very small, and they keep them in there 23 hours a day, sometimes more than 23 hours a day, and let them out to go to the bathroom or let them out to go to the shower and to go out in the exercise room for a few minutes before they throw them back in the cell for another 23 hours. And that's their day 7 days a week. And that's actually torture to them. And they're very bad for their health because you need vitamin D to keep your health up, which is sunshine, and they don't get it. So usually they die in solitary confinement and get very, very ill. And to have our great brothers and sisters, our brothers there who are great Border Patrol agents, and when you look at this case, you can see they did nothing wrong at all to be in there for 10, 12 years, just rips my heart out, brother. And I want to go, as they used to say, go pistol whip somebody.
Well,
I'd like to pistol whip old Johnny Sutton, I'll tell you that much.
Right.
He ought to be in that prison cell and for many, many years for what the criminal acts that he committed to get them convicted.
But we'll talk about
right
why
back,
in a minute.
Here. Folks, we'll be right back here right after the break.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, and we have Ernie on from Virginia. We're going to go right back to Ernie. And we do have a caller on the line, but I just want to tell the caller to hang on. It's going to be a little while. And then we have a guest coming on the second hour, at the top of the hour. I believe, anyway, if that guest has not forgotten, and I don't believe he has. But anyway, let's go right back now to Ernie. Go right ahead, Ernie.
Okay, Jack. I can shorten my presentation on the different bills and make it in time for your guest for the next hour.
Okay, but, very good.
Dr. Corsi in his article states, the Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals in New Orleans is scheduled to hear the Ramos and Campion appeals case on December 3rd. And Congressman Robacher commented on the timing of Davila's arrest. Quote, if Mr. Sutton thinks he is going to escape culpability for this miscarriage of justice by conveniently arresting the drug dealer 2.5 weeks before the Ramos and Campion appeal is heard, he is sadly mistaken. Mr. Sutton turned a deaf ear to pleas from the Ramos and Campion families, he continued. Instead, he only heard lies of the drug smuggler, portraying him as an innocent man who had given in to the temptation of drug smuggling only once in order to buy medicine for his mother.
Yes.
While Sutton was rolling out the red carpet for a drug smuggler, Davila was rolling millions of dollars worth of drugs back and forth across the border with free passes, courtesy of the U.S. government.
Right.
Rohrabacher said, it's clear that Border Patrol agents Ramos and Campion have been collateral damage in Johnny Sutton's personal crusade to protect President Bush's failed border policy with Mexico.
Yes.
And we cannot forget that a year ago, members of Congress met with Department of Homeland Security and DHS told us things that just weren't true. Poe recalled, we still want to know what's going to happen to those people in the DHS Office of Inspector General that misled Congress a year ago on the facts of this case and the background of Davila. Some of the allegations DHS made in that meeting about Ramos and Campion that turned out not to be correct. For example, Poe was referring to claims by members of DHS Inspector General Richard Skinner's office that it had documentary evidence Ramos and Campion confessed to knowingly shooting at an unarmed suspect and said they, quote, wanted to shoot a Mexican, end of quote, that day.
Isn't that funny? They're both Mexican themselves. You know the history of Ramos and Campion. Excellent, excellent Border Patrol agents. And that's an outright lie.
It is. And
yeah,
the reason
these guys ought to be brought to justice for lying to the Congress.
Well, I agree. And the reason why I bring up the IG, it's a very important because there has been a recent bill put forward by the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. And we've talked about the thought crime legislation last week, but I want to go over that. But first I want to mention House Concurrent Resolution 37 that was sponsored by Congressman Representative Tancredo back in January about this case to express the sense of Congress with regard to pardoning Border Patrol agents Ramos and Campion. We only have 22 co-sponsors on that bill. This House Concurrent Resolution 37, we need more co-sponsors. And in light of this latest arrest, I think we ought to urge our congressmen to call and co-sponsor House Concurrent Resolution requesting a pardon of these federal border security agents.
What's the number on that pardon bill?
House Concurrent Resolution 37.
37, okay. Absolutely, brother. We have to do that because the president, who his daddy, Opium Poppy Bush, has been bringing illegal drugs into the United States since the early 60s, and they're still doing it, matter of fact, with the CIA, are not going to stop this. They're going to keep that border open so they can get their drugs in and make billions and billions of dollars a day or a year off the backs and the blood of our children. And I've carried these children into the emergency rooms myself that have gotten on these drugs, and some of them have died, and their parents and so forth. And it just makes me so angry to know that the Bush crime family has been involved in the importation of illegal drugs for decades and decades and decades, and nobody will touch them because they're too powerful.
Too powerful?
They have
the connection to the other family.
Yes, and we have federal agents like Richard Taus, who's been in prison 15 years for trying to bring to justice the Bush crime family for being involved in bringing drugs into New York City with the help of the Mafia and the CIA. And he wouldn't drop the case, and he had three witnesses that were going to testify to this. And his superiors in the FBI told him to go and kill his witnesses and drop the case or he would be prosecuted, and he refused to do it. He was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, very honorable man, Richard Taus, top FBI agent, and he refused to do it, and so he's been sitting in jail now for 15 years for trying to bring to justice the Bush crime family and the CIA for bringing drugs in New York City.
It is horrible. And don't forget the drug running, the CIA connection through MENA Airport in Arkansas,
yeah,
and the link between the two families, the Bush family and the Clinton families.
And the Clinton family, that's right.
But what I wanted to bring to your attention, there is this committee on the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs is doing some good work. And I wanted to bring up this latest bill, the Inspector General Reform Act of 2007, Senate Bill 2324. It has yet to be voted on by the full Senate, but it was supported by a voice vote by the committee, both party representatives, and I think the bill is a good bill, but it needs to be strengthened in a couple areas. And what this bill is to strengthen the IG Act to help make it more independent, to add some safeguards to protect the IGs from political attacks and removal for insufficient cause, also to prevent help prevent conflicts of interest. And also, I want to give credit to Senator McCaskill, a Democrat from Missouri, freshman Senator McCaskill, and her efforts to strengthen the system of accountability in government, and also to Senator Coburn of Oklahoma, who says the bill is a great first step to making the process more effective. The most important step, however, will be for elected officials to respond to their findings and eliminate the waste and other abuses of the public's trust uncovered by inspector generals. Well, management in response to recommendations and audit reports and investigations, along with the elected officials, they need to be held accountable for taking the action as recommended, and then if not, they should be held accountable. And so I certainly agree with Senator Coburn. But where I'm troubled, given the example of what happened to Federal Border Security agents Ramos and Capion, and the apparent lies by Homeland Security IG, I think this bill should have additional safeguards put into it to prevent or at least have strong penalties if the IG falsifies reports or falsifies evidence or lies to Congress on matters such as what happened to Ramos and Compion, and they should be held accountable. Not
yes.
only the staff that misleads Congress with lies, but the IG himself, he should be held accountable. And I think the bill could be strengthened even further, although I think this is a good step, this Senate Bill 2324, but we need to make certain that the IGs are held responsible and given promoted in terms of independence and objectivity, and they're going to separate the funding from the respective agencies, and they will have their own general counsel, but at the same time they should be held accountable if they lie or mislead the public or falsify reports, and there should be strong penalties for such actions. So we need a more balanced bill, but I do urge your callers to thank the senators, Senate Bill 2324, and let's see if we can't strengthen this bill based on what happened to Federal Border Security agents Ramos and Compion.
Very good, brother. Very good. Yes.
Okay. Now, I want to bring to your attention the other bill, the one that I am very troubled about to this day, and that's House Resolution 1955 or Senate Bill 1959, the thought crime legislation, which is legislation meant to investigate and publish people for ideas. Remember the discussion about internet streaming, your show, Jack, and people talking about waste, fraud, and abuse in government and what's going on. And if you read closely, this thought crime legislation and violent radicalization, and I watched the hearing a couple weeks ago, and by the way, that hearing that I watched linked to this bill, there is no record on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs website. So I would encourage them, if you hold hearings, at least summarize the fact that you had the hearing so we can make this connection to the bill.
Yes.
There is no record there, and so, but more troubling is we don't know what the status is. They don't show the hearing. This is very bad legislation. They don't clearly define violent radicalization. And in the hearing, they used anecdotal examples from Europe and United Kingdom to suggest we have all these homegrown terrorists in the country. And I just don't see it.
Yes, I know it. One of our wonderful reporters and investigators tried to find it, and he couldn't even get congressmen or senators or the White House or the AG's office to tell him what a homegrown terrorist was. They
Precisely.
Couldn't even figure out what it was.
Right, and they want to spend all this money on this center for studying this, but we don't have a clearly defined problem, and all legislation should be cost-beneficial, and they certainly haven't built their case, and perhaps that's why there's no mention of this in the committee, no mention of the hearing that they held, and I think that, while at the same time they should be commended for this Inspector General Reform Act and the E-Government Reauthorization Act, Senate Bill 100, which will make the government more transparent, at the very same time, they are not having full disclosure on their own committee's hearings.
Yes.
So that was troubling. Yeah. Now, I want to bring to your
when
attention...
When I read this thing, Ernie, when I read this bill, I could see, because I've been in law enforcement so long and been in the court system so long as a law enforcement person building criminal cases, that this thing is written so broad, that it is purposely written so broad to take in you and me as we complain about this government criminality and unconstitutional treason that they're committing, that you and I can be wrapped up and thrown in prison under this law. And anybody, the radio talk shows hosts that are telling the truth, like on RBN and GCN and others, can be wrapped up and thrown into prison for exposing the people to the truth. And our newsletter, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issue, we can be closed down and prosecuted for putting out the truth about the government corruption and so forth. And I think, without a doubt, that's what it's all about, Ernie.
Oh, I agree, Jack. And it's one of these PC, this political correctness type emphasis, and
right.
Where if you dare speak anything and what is accepted by mainstream media, then you're considered a potential terrorist, or you're
yes.
really radical in your views.
Uh-huh.
And that there was even a linkage in one article I read that. Congressman Ron Paul's supporters could be considered as radical terrorists and homegrown terrorists because
sure.
of
yeah.
some of their
thoughts. I mean, it sounds really radical to a globalist criminal when you say that you want to eliminate the Federal Reserve, because
right.
that's the number one criminal in this nation. Criminal system is the Federal Reserve system in this nation, and if you want to get rid of it, that's radical.
Oh, right. But
and they need to get rid of you.
But on the other side of the coin, there's never been a federal audit of the Federal Reserve System
That's
or
right.
an independent audit. And look
never
at their
will
lack
be
of
either.
Oversight with the subprime mortgages
uh-huh.
mess that we're in now.
That's
but
right.
I want to bring up to the hate crime legislation. Ted Pike has a good article. We can still kill the hate bill. House Resolution 1585 is the National Defense Appropriations Act, and Senator Kennedy's hate crime bill was attached to that. It hasn't been approved yet, and we still have time to defeat the hate bill before it reaches the president. And so when we call the first week in December, we still need to toe the line on this. This hate crime bill is, again, very bad legislation, and it undermines free speech, our First
Horrible.
Amendment rights.
Horrible. Yeah.
It's very horrible, and consistent with that is the workplace hate crime bill.
Uh-huh.
The and House Resolution 3685 was passed on Wednesday, November 7th, and it's now moved to the Senate, and I can't get the Senate bill number on that, but that's another dangerous bill,
that's
and I believe
of,
it's...
That's the end of bill, isn't it?
Yeah, the end of the bill.
Right.
So we need to speak out against that, and one other bill I want to bring to your attention, and that is Senate Bill, let's see, Senate Bill 817, which is modeled on House Resolution 1483, titled Celebrating America's Heritage Act, which will give another bureaucracy the right to appoint individuals who are supposed to manage land in these heritage areas for the collective good of the community and undermine individual private property rights. Again, we see this continuing theme of attacking free speech and private property rights and our national sovereignty, which is part of the UN globalist one world government agenda. So I encourage everybody the first week in December, when Congress is back, to call the toll-free number to the Hill, which is 1-877-851-6437. And I'll repeat, area code 877-851-6437, or the toll number 202-225-3121. Again, 202-225-3121. 3121 and 202-224-3121.
Good, brother. Okay. Hang on, Ernie. We'll be right back with you after this break. Folks, I'll tell you what. It's just great to have Ernie from Virginia doing this research every week for us, keeping us up on the field of battle against our enemies. We'll be right back with Ernie from Virginia.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Right back now to our Capitol Hill commando, Ernie from Virginia. Go right ahead, Ernie.
Okay, Jack, I wanted to wrap up with a discussion on a couple resolutions, House Concurrent Resolution 22, by Congressman Virgil Good, expressing the sense of Congress that the President should provide notice of withdrawal from NAFTA. And the other is House Concurrent Resolution 40, against the North American Union and the NAFTA Superhighway System.
Good deal. Great.
And there is an interesting article that was posted November 17th by Henry Lamb. Is the Meat You Buy Safe Enough? And in his article, he talks about the Tops Meat Company, a 67-year-old New Jersey firm that closed its doors October 5, sending 87 employees to the unemployment line because 21.7 million pounds of its product contained E. coli 0157:H7. This strain produces a powerful toxin. It can cause severe illness, kidney failure, and even death, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Yeah.
And what is so bad about this, and the article provides additional perspective as to where the priorities are in the Department of Agriculture. What we have existing is an inadequate inspection process. But where is the priority today in the Department of Agriculture? They're spending $138 million so far trying to convince animal owners to tag every single livestock animal, including chickens, ducks, goats, cows, horses, alpacas, llamas, and pot-bellied pigs with a 15-digit RFID tag.
Yes.
E. coli contaminated meat is passing under the noses of USDA inspectors and receiving the USDA seal of approval. And as you know, with NAFTA, they can't put in even the country of origin from where this meat is coming from. So we have a broken set of procedures, a broken process, and the system of priorities at the Department of Agriculture is out of whack. Well, my question is, why isn't Congress providing effective oversight? Where is the Department of Agriculture, IG, or GAO in terms of its investigation of what's going on there? And why are we spending so much money to create a large database that is not cost-effective? And even if they had it implemented and every pig and every animal on every farm was registered, if you don't have adequate inspection procedures, that database is useless.
Right, yes.
So we have, again, a broken system of government, and that is why the American citizens hold right now Congress in such low esteem and the White House, because they're not doing the people's business. They are more interested in big-picture globalists, regional governments, one-world government, undermining our civil liberties, so we can't speak out on issues like this.
Right.
And undermining our constitutional republic and the need for American citizens to participate in order to make this government a better government and do its job for the people. We need the Constitution to work for the people, not for the government to create all these think tanks and these databases and new systems, and with no system of priorities and no real meaningful and cost-beneficial outcomes.
No, it's all for control, brother. Control.
It's all for control.
Course, power, control, and, of course, billions and billions of bucks to the people running the system.
Exactly.
Well, let's see. Look up the clock here. I guess we're out of time, brother Ernie.
Thank you, Jack.
Listen, I just do appreciate you and all of our listeners appreciate you so much and once a week keeping us up on what's going on. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And have a great Thanksgiving.
First week of December.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, Jack. Thank you.
God bless. Okay, folks, we'll be back for the second hour right after this. Stay tuned. With